You're listening to SBS News.
In 1954, members of Australia's Italian community founded Appia Leichhardt, a football club that played its games at Lambert Park in Sydney's inner west. It has played there ever since, and Appia holds a special place in the hearts of many people. That includes former coach Raleigh Rasic.
Respect that I experienced with that club, supporters and players, it's just, if I live 150 years, Appia would be always a memorable club for me.
Some of Australia's greatest footballers have played for Appia Leichhardt. One is Joe Marston, the first Australian to play in an FA Cup final in 1954. The pavilion at Lambert Park now bears his name. Rasic recalls some of the players he coached during his tenure at the club.
I would be with you for 1 hour reading the names of these great people who played for Appia over last 50 years. Each one of them, when you think about them, sort of you don't feel comfortable reading the names. Names of respect, contribution. Johnny Russell, Terry Butler, Tony Pesano, Mark Brown, Rod Brown, Tredenick, Katholos. All of them learned football in Australia.
Katholos is former Socceroo Peter Katholos. He says he remains grateful to have played under Rasic, the man who led the Socceroos at the 1974 World Cup.
He was a great coach. People don't know Raleigh well. Raleigh talks. He can branch off in different subjects, but he has so much knowledge and so much information that you need to understand where he's coming from. As a player, I embrace that.
Appia Leichhardt joined the National League in 1979 after winning four New South Wales championships. In 1987, it won its only National League title, going unbeaten through 20 games to start the season. That record still stands today. Katholos was one of nine Socceroos who were part of the 1987 team.
He managed to get a lot of players that wanted success, and that was the secret to that team.
Rasic says the atmosphere created at Lambert Park was vital to their success.
There is no field in Australia that can or will create atmosphere as Lambert Park. No, there is no such a field.
Financial difficulties in 1992 led to Appia departing from the National League. The club now plays in the New South Wales State League. Appia's recent success has now helped it reach the FFA Cup's round of 16 for the first time. Midfielder Franco Parisi says he hopes it's not a one-time thing.
How successful and how passionate the club has been over the years to now reinvigorate that and be part of FFA Cup, it's helping us tell that story for the generations before us. And then we hope that we can create a story for the young kids that are coming through now.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.